With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. Of all the messages of Jesus, this one is likely the smallest, the simplest. I think we love it because of that. It fits in our pocket, as it were. We can have it with us without effort, almost. Its form fits its function. It speaks about the power of the small, and the parable itself is small. It speaks especially to those of us who feel perhaps that our faith is small, or perhaps that faith itself seems small, helping us believe that even so we can overcome. Or perhaps it is not that faith or our faith seems small as much as the obstacles it seeks to overcome, the obstacles we seek to overcome with faith seem large. St. Matthew records in his gospel Jesus telling his disciples that if they had faith, even the size of a mustard seed, they would be able to accomplish anything. Even commanding a mountain to move from here to there. It's reassuring. It helps us feel that even though our faith may seem small at times, we still have a place in the kingdom. Most importantly, perhaps, it affirms for us something we need to know. That faith is the road to empowerment for all. So the parable of the mustard seed is about the small overcoming the great. It builds on our first reading from Ezekiel, from the prophet Ezekiel, the great visionary prophet Ezekiel, in which the Lord tells us through the prophet, I bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. In his characteristically playful manner, Jesus refers to Ezekiel with a touch of irony, a bit of a smirk or a twinkle in his eye. It's almost always there in Jesus. In his telling, the mustard seed of faith grows not into the lofty cedar tree of Ezekiel, but into the greatest of all shrubs. The greatest of all shrubs. Touch of irony in that phrase. Shades of Robert the Shrubber for those of us whose minds go there. If your mind doesn't, not to worry. You're probably just as glad to be missing a Monty Python reference, and I tip my hat to you. Like the greatest of all shrubs, the kingdom is mighty in its smallness and small in its mightiness, and somehow only to be glimpsed in the paradox in which these two qualities are present, small and mighty. So the parable and the kingdom is about the small, overcoming the great through its very smallness, perhaps. That's true, I think, but it's not only about that, the parable. There's also the fact that mustard is a weed. And like all weeds, it creeps in everywhere and is extremely difficult to get rid of. Pliny the Elder, writing about 78 AD, wrote that mustard grows entirely wild, though it is improved by being transplanted. But on the other hand, when it has once been sown, it is scarcely possible to get the place free of it, as the seed, when it falls, germinates at once. A little bit of gardening advice from Pliny the Elder. The kingdom is kind of like that, as is the faith of Jesus Christ. It spreads everywhere, as human history records, and is hard to get rid of. People who have it tend to become very tenacious. And it's something we worry about a little bit, I think, isn't it? The idea that the weed of the kingdom might be got rid of at some point, especially in these days when we know that all around us, and here as well, we are in a time and place when fewer and fewer people seem to embrace the faith of Jesus and the kingdom. But it's very, very tenacious. A colleague of mine in ministry in Latin America is fond of a proverb she hears there. They tried to bury us. They didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us. They didn't know we were seeds. So it is with Christians and the kingdom. We flourish in opposition. It's also true, as Pliny points out, that the weed improves by being planted. When we are intentional about developing our Christian faith, it is improved and strengthened greatly. Although some people will think we are cultivating a weed. It's kind of like planting a garden of dandelions. Something none of us would likely do, although there is no doubt it would be fantastically successful. I'm sure even I could do it with my famous ability to kill plants. But I'm not sure we'd be thanked for planting a garden of dandelions. I come from a long line of amazing, amazing gardeners. The very thought to them of planting a garden of dandelions, I think to most gardeners, it's kind of not the thing. But the kingdom is of God is like carefully cultivating dandelions. The kingdom of God is like carefully cultivating dandelions. That comes close to the tone of playful absurdity Jesus is expressing in the parable of the mustard seed. There is a wildness to the kingdom of God. It's a weed. But it's puffballs. Do you know how dandelions have those puffballs? They're marvels of natural beauty and engineering. A few weeks ago, I was down at Jericho Beach with my kids, and it was evening. It was the golden hour. Do you know what that is? At that time of just when the sun is setting, and all of a sudden there's this luminous light on everything, luminous side lighting, and it makes everything look kind of radiant. Photographers and filmmakers seek that golden hour both in the morning and the evening. And we were down there, and we were on the bank. There were all these puffballs, dandelion puffballs, and they were picking them and blowing on them. Do you think that that is a timeless childhood activity? I think every single one of us at some point in our lives has plucked a dandelion puffball and blown on it. And they were blowing it, and in this golden light, it just looked incredible. And we spent probably half an hour trying to take photos and videos of it to make it look amazing. I was hoping there'd be this amazing Instagram post that I would get out of it. But in any case, the puffballs are marvels of natural beauty and engineering. The puffball seeds are born on the wind. You know, as we watch them blow, each of them has a little propeller. They twist in the wind. Each tiny seed twists in the wind, and it doesn't just fall to the ground, it spreads further. This is part of the miracle of the dandelion puffball. The seeds are born on the wind, but its roots are deep, the dandelion. Efforts to root it out often only make it spread all the more because there's a little end piece of the root that's very hard to get rid of, as you know, if you've tried to dig them out of your lawn or something. So one might well plant a garden of dandelions in a carefully contained rectangular plot, something we try to do with the teachings of Jesus sometimes, put it into a little rectangular box. But the cup will soon run over, spilling the kingdom crop in all directions. There's more to know about the plants we call weeds, too, of course. Biologists call them pioneers. Wherever there is open soil, where there's been land clearing or a fire or anything that bears the soil. The pioneers, the weeds, are the first to grow. Their evolutionary purpose is healing. They rush in to cover the scar, to cover the open soil, because that's where the land is wounded, so to speak, bleeding nutrients on the wind and the rain. When we add to that the medicinal qualities of many weeds, there appear to be more and more reasons for us to cultivate this weed that is the kingdom. Pliny the Elder wanted us all to know that the mustard plant, wild weed though it may be, is extremely beneficial for the health. And perhaps we should stop fighting it. Stop trying to root it out and welcome it in. Acknowledge its purpose and its challenge. Maybe we need to make that journey from hostility to hospitality, from opposition to tolerance, to loving acceptance and invitation. Perhaps we should be working with the incredible vitality and life force of this weed, this kingdom, this greatest of all shrubs. Perhaps God's plan and her work is wider and more loving than we thought. Perhaps there is a wider range of plants in God's garden. Maybe we should be working on loving and accepting them all, rather than labeling some as weeds. Something to think about.